This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a... this is a treatment for your gun. This is not just lubrication or a solvent. This is something that gets with your weapon and stays with it on a molecular level. Check them out. Froglube.com. I believe I'm right about that, too. I think Larry told me that, yeah. Now then, is it just me or anyone else getting tired of the same old leftist cop out that every time or every crime that involves a firearm because the cause celebre for it becomes the cause celebre for increased gun control? Never mind the poor guy that got shot with a 38 caliber revolver. We're going after the assault weapons this week, or the high capacity magazines, or the grenade launchers. Not making that one up, though. Earlier this month, it was reported that an illegal immigrant from Mexico was charged in Texas with attempting to purchase an M203 grenade launcher and three AK-47s. Given that a grenade launcher, even by the most violent gang standards, is a bit of overkill, when you're sticking up the corner liquor store, it's probably not a stretch to suggest those weapons were destined for Mexico. And to be candid, I don't have any doubt that others make their way across the border, too. And then, based upon that, enter Mexico's president, Enrique Peña Nieto. He basks in the warmth of blaming the U.S. for his violent crime problem. He loves to wax eloquently about how violent it is in the U.S. and how we're exporting our violence into Mexico. Maybe he should put up a wall to stop all that trafficking. Now, common sense notwithstanding, he admonishes the U.S. saying that we should get our act under control, which is, of course, stricter gun control. And at the risk of being pedantic, let me just point out a few facts. The Mexican Army reports there are 15 firearms for every 100 citizens as compared to the U.S., where the best estimate indicates there's 112 per 100. A study conducted by the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime concluded that there are 3.2 firearm-related homicides per 100,000 people in the U.S., while Mexico has three times that at 9.97. But there is a bit of a hitch in the statistics. Mexico is not gun-virgin country. Believe it or not, their constitution also includes the right to bear arms. However, their army oversees the sale of all firearms, ammunition, and explosives. They very tightly control sales to the point that they're not even allowed to advertise their existence, and all firearms must be registered. So draconian is the control that in 2015, only 10,115 firearms were sold in a country of over 122 million people. Compare that to an estimated 15.2 million sold to 319 million U.S. citizens. You will also be shocked to learn that the Mexican Army estimates less than 1% of the firearms in Mexico are legally registered, and 90% of all firearms are used for criminal purposes. Say it ain't so, Mexico! ATF estimates that from 2009 to 2014, more than 73,000 guns that were seized in Mexico were traced to the U.S. ATF further states that that number represents about 70% of the almost 105,000 firearms seized by Mexican authorities that were submitted to the U.S. for tracing. Always remember that whatever number you hear about that that's submitted for tracing, that is a fraction of what they actually pick up. Remember that. The concern of how many guns are illegally crossing the border to Mexico is a canard, okay? To the extent that it actually happens is an undesirable situation, but that's not the point. The U.S. Department of State gets the point and warns U.S. citizens about the risk of traveling to certain parts of Mexico due to the activities of criminal organizations in these areas. U.S. citizens have been victims of violent crimes, including homicide, kidnapping, carjacking, and robbery in various Mexican states. The point is the unbridled drug industry is stuffing the pockets of the very people that are supposed to be stopping the illegal drug industry. Because the drug cartels have an astounding power there over virtually every facet of life in Mexico today. Because there's little motivation to actually shut down the cartels. And what would be in the best interest of the drug lords? That's pretty simple. A total lack of firearms available to Juan Q. Publico. That was horrible, wasn't it? Juan Q. Publico. Because at some point the good citizens of Mexico are going to have their fill of being slaughtered in their own streets. We've already seen it once with the Autodefensas, which got absorbed somehow, and some of their leaders put in jail and everything, which they were basically just, the Autodefensas were just the people being tired of this nonsense and arming up and going. So once again, at some point, they're going to want to take matters into their own hands to do what the government can't or won't do. And that's not going to be good for business. So now Mexico has become the self-appointed moral arbiter of U.S. gun laws. Not because stopping gun trafficking is good for Juan Q. No. He wants nothing more than to be able to own a firearm to protect his family. Stopping gun trafficking is good for the cartels who want absolute control of the country because that's just good for business. The other thing about this, whenever you hear about them getting guns from us, remember this. They want military hardware. And here recently, maybe it was 2014, 2015, we sold $155 million worth of military weaponry to them. And from time to time, we find our fragmentation grenades, which you can't buy at any gun shop. We'll find some 203s, which you can't buy at any gun shop. And they're getting military weaponry because and they want the automatic stuff. They want the automatic stuff. The semi-automatic stuff that you can get from a gun shop here, they don't deal with that. They'll go take some colonel's daughter or family hostage and tell him to leave the arms room unlocked. And then they'll come in the middle of the night and take everything out of that arms room, and then his family will be returned to him. Or maybe not. But for that cat, in Mexico, if you make a Facebook post saying, "I wish the cartels would quit," you're liable to be found hanging from an overpass, disemboweled. And these are the people that want to decide for us what we should be doing as far as having guns, having gun control, whatever. It doesn't, you know, all that stuff. It just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because this is, I submit to you, President Nieto, put up that wall, build that wall, and keep our guns out. Please, would you, could you? I think you should. When we get back, you've heard me talk about where, you know, I think that they would like to make the desire to own a gun a mental health issue. We've got a Miami Democrat who wants everybody wanting to carry a gun to go to a psychological evaluation. We'll be right back.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is designed as an augmentation to your weapon, not as a lubricant. This is something that once you start using it, your weapon becomes a little better each and every time. In addition to a world-class lubricant and solvent, that the lubricant defies the elements. Check them out, froglube.com. A Miami Democrat submitted a bill last week requiring a psychological evaluation for those seeking a concealed handgun permit in Florida. This measure, SB 956, would mandate that applicants undergo a mental health screening conducted by a psychologist or a psychiatrist. No determination as to who would have to pay for that. I guess it'd be an unfunded mandate. And to be determined to be of competent and of sound mind. The measure's sponsor feels the bill is needed due to the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport shooting by an Alaskan man with mental health issues. Now, this is one of these things where we're going to... The cure is not to treat the disease, but to go after the people that have it. Okay? Because a long time ago, we used to have psychiatric treatment. And it was a little on, you know, I don't know how extreme it was, but we had beds. We had hospitals for that. And now we don't. Hardly at all. And instead of getting out there and treating people, we're just going to leave them out there and deny them is what we're basically saying, which is a stupid thing, because going out there and going through the process legally is an indicator of goodwill. People are not going to go through the process that can't survive the process. That's a waste of time. In the case of a criminal, he's got to get out there and do that trade and, you know. Now, Florida State Senator Daphne Campbell says, everybody's talking about gun violence, but what do we do about it? We have to do something. It is crucial. People's lives are in jeopardy. How are we going to protect our people? That's why I had this piece to make it harder and stricter on people who want to get a gun permit. Okay. At least you explained it. In Florida, under current Florida law, applicants for concealed carry permits need to meet citizenship and age requirements, as well as attest that they do not have a physical infirmity which prevents the safe handling of a weapon or firearm. It also bars those who have been committed to a mental institution unless the applicant has a certificate from a licensed psychiatrist that they have not suffered mental illness in the past 5 years. Beyond this, background checks and a firearms training requirement are on the books. In Florida, they currently have 1,707,116 active licenses as of the end of January, and another 200,000 permits issued for commercial purposes such as security guards, bounty hunters, and private detectives, the most of any state. If it were successful, the legislation would set a higher bar for civilians than for police and correction officers in the state. And while some departments require mental health screenings as policy, it is not mandated by law, although a measure to require pre-employment psychological evaluations and every 4 years subsequently was submitted to the State House. This is not likely to pass in Florida. The Floridian legislature is Republican heavy, and any bill would have to get past Rick Scott, the governor, who is a staunch Second Amendment stalwart. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. But it's an interesting conundrum she's trying to solve, which solves nothing. It solves nothing. Every time you get out there and you stigmatize mental health or mental health issues, then that just pushes people further and further away from getting treatment. So if you're going to make it to where, you know, if you get out there and, you know, there's lots of reasons to have a mental health issue besides just being mentally ill by default. There's outside, you know, somebody that you, you know, you. What if you have your legs chopped off? You might be a little despondent. If your spouse dies, you might be a little despondent. There's lots of reasons to have temporary issues. And what this is doing is it creates a stigma behind it where if you are that way, you don't have your Second Amendment rights. So getting out there, this is sort of putting a bullseye on the back of mental health. This is discrimination against mental health patients. Every time they put one of these bills forward, my problem with them is not that they have them forward. I don't want mentally ill people to have guns, don't get me wrong. But there needs to be some path back. If there is a mental health issue that is treatable, if it is because of medication or something like that, there needs to be some path back. If they go over the edge, they need to be allowed to come back. And if they're not going to be allowed to come back, they're just not going to seek the treatment. That's just the way it is. And every time you see this kind of onerous bill out there where they're saying, well, I think you should have to be cleared, you're basically having to prove, if you want a gun in Florida, this bill, what this bill would do, you have to prove you're not crazy if you want to get a gun permit. Never mind anything. You've got a driver's license, probably. You've got a job. I mean, all these other things that you've got. Don't have to prove you're not crazy for them. And that there is the conundrum that is brought up by this nonsense. This is the exact nonsense that we have to avoid at all costs, because it is, once it starts, there is no going back to it. I'm getting a little tired of John McCain, like a few other people I know. This guy is, I'm a veteran too. I didn't serve in the Vietnam War. I was too young. Getting out there and constantly sitting back and saying, I was a veteran and I served in the Vietnam War and I did this and I did that, as a reason to do some of the stuff he's doing right now, he's undermining a president who's only been in office not 2 months yet. And he's doing it on purpose because he's jealous. So since he's attacking the president, I think we're going to go point out a few things about him, a little bit of hypocrisy, that when we get back, yeah, this is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is not just lubricant. This is a potion, if you will, designed to make your weapon better. Designed to enhance your combat readiness should that weapon have to go out in whatever environment it has to be in. Check them out at froglube.com. In 2008, I voted for McCain. I didn't know that much about him, and I didn't know that much about Obama. I thought Obama ran a better campaign. Plain and simple. I thought Obama spoke more about what he was going to do, which was all smoke and mirrors, and McCain was concentrating on Obama, which to me is a loser tactic. Okay? It's a loser tactic to only talk about your opponent when you're not laying out your vision for what you want to do in a political race. Segue to now, 9 years later. Of course, it's McCain. He's been pouring it on lately. He was at the Munich Defense Conference this past Saturday. And he was warning in a bail attack on Trump that attacks on the press are a leading danger for democracy. He was shrieking, "That's how dictators are made." Very rich stuff when you consider that most of his European listeners do not have the same wide press freedoms that are found in the States. But more to the point, he was up to his old tricks. Trying to ingratiate himself to the anti-Trump press by playing its champion in a bid to be the media's darling. And that's the most pathetic thing there is. You cannot appease the press as a Republican. I don't care how liberal a Republican you are. This is the guy that opposed Obama. So, the other thing here is the hypocrisy on parade. He's suddenly concerned about press freedoms and dictators. Where was this when Obama was systematically violating press freedoms every which way to Tuesday? Where was that? There's seven examples of his attacks that just spring to mind. When McCain was Fox News, where was he when Fox News correspondent James Rosen was illegally followed around by Obama's Department of Justice in 2013 over a story he published on North Korean activities? That was a clear-cut example of reporters just doing their jobs, even if someone in the government was leaking the story, but Team Obama went after Rosen with the Espionage Act. Where was McCain when CBS investigative reporter Cheryl Atkinson's computer was taken over and hacked in late 2012 by what was almost certainly Obama agents over her Benghazi scandal reporting? She described a still unresolved incident in her book, Stonewalled, which ought to give another clue about the Obama record on press freedoms. But a story about the computer hacking, which included planting classified documents and keystroke changings, that was disturbing. This is something quite ornate, quite complicated to do. And we didn't hear from McCain. Where was he when New York Times reporter James Risen was threatened with prosecution if he did not reveal his sources? Risen certainly thought Obama was acting like a dictator in a recent interview. McCain, not so much. Where was McCain when Obama illegally wiretapped the communication systems of the Associated Press in 2013 bid to find out their sources? Nowhere. Where was McCain when radio show host Rush Limbaugh was attacked by Obama in 2009 and 2012 for unfavorable commentary? Where was he when Fox News was singled out for criticism by Obama? This event was not only a blast at the outfit, but highly inappropriate collaboration with Media Matters, which made Fox News its bugbear. And where was McCain when Obama's spokeshole, John Kirby, attacked an RT News correspondent at a 2016 White House press conference who asked an uncomfortable question on Syria, questioning its legitimacy as a press outfit? If the Russian state-funded press agency was that illegitimate, explain to us why it had a press pass issued by the White House at all. We heard nothing about that from McCain. The Obama list is quite long, and that is not surprising. Obama is a socialist. And socialists of all stripes have a long record of suppressing freedom of the press, subordinating the expression to the interests of an all-powerful state and its dictator. And McCain found nothing wrong with that when Obama was playing that game and undercutting the press in what seemed to be pretty oppressive and downright illegal behavior. Breitbart News has another list of problems here as well. But when Trump, 3 or 4 weeks into his presidency, calls out some fake news on Twitter, suddenly we have a dictator descending. McCain is jealous of Trump. That I am almost certain of. McCain probably makes a whole lot of hay, as does Mitt Romney, of going around saying, well, I was my party's nominee in that year's election, which is the same thing as saying I was a loser. I was a loser. That's what it was about. And That isn't credence. That's not bona fides to lay out in front of me and say, well, okay, I was the, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day. That just because you made the nomination, Bob Dole made the nomination. Bob Dole, it was just his turn. So if McCain had done as good a job on his campaign in 2008 as he has at being in this short period of time, because since then he's had Obama. He's had to deal with Obama. His nonsense hasn't seemed that far out of line, except when he has been collaborating with Obama or collaborating with the Democrats, which they do at proudly. They do it proudly. They get out there and say, well, I've developed a coalition of this source and that source and reached across the aisle to my friends across the aisle, and we're going to find consensus. And they use the same cliches, the same words, compromise, cliche, consensus, all this nonsense. Well, in the meantime, it's just them not doing what they were elected to do. If all of a sudden the Democrats rise up and they have the majority in the House and in the Senate, that will be because of something that changed in the paradigm with Trump, and they will have been elected to stop Trump. That is not obstructionism. That is upholding their code. That's going by what they were elected to do. Now, Trump was elected to do everything he's out there trying to do right now. And every Democrat, and it seems like a fair amount of Republicans, are trying to stop him. So, yeah. If there's one of these rallies near you, go to the rally and be photographed at the rally. Most of them are going to be happening on Monday. Mine will be in Columbia at the State House. So, go to that. We'll be right back.
Is a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. I've been using this on ARs. It is at its best on an AR bolt carrier bolt group. Get it and apply it. You'll love it. Froglube.com. Well, the sequel is out now for the mommy porn. You know, it's 50 Shades of Something. And, you know, this is where the bored housewives go who's leftist husbands can't cut it man-wise. They're too busy in their skinny jeans and getting their man bun together and, you know, all that other stuff. But if you want to see some true sadism and masochism, watch Trump unleash his iron discipline on the media. And we're going to call this 50 Shades of Orange. This past week, it wasn't a press conference. It was a kinky dungeon session where the masochistic journalist eagerly sought out the delicious pain Master T was dealing. Hack after hack stepped up, tried to play gotcha, and ended up whimpering in the fetal position. The best part was CNN's Jim Acosta, fresh from whining about how conservative outlets now get to ask questions, too, basically handing Trump the Cat-09 tails. He should really try to talk himself out of that one next time. The media's safe word is objectivity. But none of them uttered that one. The wonderful thing about Trump and the thing that sets the Frito-Cons and the Wuspublicans fussing is that he gives exactly zero damns about the media's inflated and ridiculous self-image. He doesn't pay lip service to their lie that they're anything but what Instapundit calls the Democratic Party operatives with bylines. Trump called them the enemy of the American people, which surveys have said that people don't trust them. So, you know, this is not something new. It's just that the president's saying it now. And people that are normal, okay? Normal people. Not, you know, not this far that way. You know, just normal people. They said, yeah, that sounds right. Trump sees them as the enemy, which they are, and he calls them what they are, just like he calls radical Islamic terrorists radical Islamic terrorists instead of generic extremists who shout Allahu Akbar as they commit acts of workplace violence and who have motives that remain elusive and unknowable. It would be ironic that the media hates when a politician tells the truth, except no one still believes the media is in the truth business. That press conference provided a great excuse for one of the media's periodic freakouts about pretend oppression. Because after all, the best press is threatened by fascism press, where the pampered members of the Fourth Estate get to play the heroic resistance to the huge shadowy forces intent on stilling their voices and suppressing truth, justice, and the American way. But they might come off as a bit more sincere about freedom of speech if it spared even a fraction of its ostentatious current concern for itself. For the conservatives being silenced and beaten at Berkeley while the police stood back, under orders to let it happen. It would be more convincing if the media did not eagerly support overturning a Supreme Court ruling that said the government could not stop people from showing a movie critical of Hillary Clinton. Only in the fevered hive mind, poisoned by the unearned self-regard and delusional sense of its own moral superiority, could seriously equate a politician pointing out the obvious fact that today's reporters are mostly lying, incompetent jerks with Hitlerian press censorship. I would believe that. I'll believe that when the National Guard shows up to shut down CNN by padlocking the makeup room. I'll believe that then. Except according to the AP, the National Guard is busy preparing to be unleashed upon the photogenic honor student dreamers, who the press tells us make up the undocumented friend community when they aren't murdering us or voting with their ink-stained guardians, assuring us totally never ever happens, and Trump lies, plus you're a racist. Another day, another example of fake news. My favorite part of this particular press foot shoot was getting lectured on the intricacies of the Posse Comitatus Act by a 25-year-old media savant whose military experience consists of pestering their dormmates, at about Call of Duty's cartoon guns, being phallocentric, and how the game is insufficiently welcoming from the transgender perspective. In any case, the whole National Guard versus alien story was yet another giant lie in that seemingly endless series of giant lies that we call the news. But don't think it made the press go into spasms of reflection or self-criticism. No, those bloodhounds pivoted right back to the important stuff, like sniffing out whether someone in the West Wing might have uttered some vaguely complimentary words about Ivanka's line of shoes. Now, in the meantime, this lie opened the floodgates and released a horde of mouth-breathing leftists slandering our National Guard warriors as Nazis on Twitter. Thanks so much, legacy media. Nothing I love better than seeing my former troops' reputations made collateral damage in your quest to bring down a president you resent because he was elected without your approval. Love it. And as always, there was always the will you denounce X guy, rolling out the usual demand that Trump denounce some misbehavior that he has nothing to do with, and what everyone who isn't an utter moron or in Congress sees as a cheesy ploy to associate the innocent respondent with said misbehavior. So the day after Israel's leader rhapsodized about Trump's friendship for the Jewish people, Trump's somehow obligated to concede the implicit charge that he's secretly anti-Semitic. And that's pretty stupid. It's pretty stupid. And it's a lie. And it's wonderful that Trump refused to play along with the tired hack tactic. And then there's the whole Russia Flynn nonsense, a non-story that America non cares about. There's a real story there, but the press isn't interested in the real story. But the real story, the intelligence community under the Obama administration was obviously eavesdropping on Trump's campaign in violation of practically every law ever written, whether it was direct tapping of phones and emails or illegally accessing the communications swooped up by the NSA in its nets. It's clear that Obama's people were spying on Obama's political opponents. Transcript excerpts of Flynn's phone call with the Russian diplomat leaked because it could be played off as targeting the Russian. But this was still an outrageous disclosure of American spying capability. What they can't do is release the communications between Americans that they possess, because doing that confirms what we all know, that Obama's people were spying on us. He spied on his political opponents, like his IRS prosecuted him, persecuted him, went after him. The only question really is, what did Obama know, and when did he know it? Interestingly, on his way out of the door. He made it easy to hide the source of leaks by opening up access to the information across a bunch of agencies. And there's your story. A scandal that makes Watergate microscopic. And the fake stream media is not going to touch it because it would destroy the media's political allies. But wait a minute, what about Trump's bathrobe? Now, they could try something new, like being objective and covering issues people care about. They could stop making every single question some sort of a gotcha ploy designed to generate a viral clip. We're all getting sort of tired of that. It's very transparent, so. But they're not going to learn, which is why it needs to die and be reborn as something that isn't the hacky-lacky of some political parties. And until then, when they scream at President Trump, "Thank you, sir, may I have another?" I'm sure he's going to oblige. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaked Hunt 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring seal and ballistic nylon core, covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.